Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I actually bought something off Craigslist. I know you're about to play the music. I bought something off Craigslist this past week.
You did?
It was a 10 sign, T-I-N, 10 sign that says bar, just the letters bar. And I saw it was like $75, $85 this guy had it. I said, how about 40? And he said, how about 50? I said, cool. He told me where he lived. It was way out there. I was like, can't pick it up, dog. Sorry. But this is my first time I ever bought anything off Craigslist. He delivered it to me. Yeah.
And you still got it for 50 bucks?
He was waiting until he got to the area. So it was like a week later.
That's fine.
And he brought it to me. Yeah, I wasn't in a rush for it.
The only time I've ever bought things off of Craigslist is I bought some football tickets and they turned out to be fake.
Yeah, I'm always scared of that stuff.
I am too. And I got so much stuff that I could sell it to my mom's garage, but I can't put my mom's.
Find a safe location. They have safe location drop offs and exchange points.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Like there's signs saying this is a safe spot.
Like a lot of them are maybe even a police station.
Yeah.
You know? They do, yeah, you have to do that. I told you.
Never do it at home.
Don't worry about what I almost ran into with a job offer.
What?
Right?
You were trying to leave us?
Oh my gosh. No, 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 no.
Was there a couch?
No, I was at a college in Chicago and there was a job offer about filming a tutorial for their company.
Yeah.
But when I went to set up the appointment to meet, he was like, I would prefer you meet, you know, between the hours of like 8 and 10 p.m.
That's really late.
We went back and forth. There was a lot of legit stuff. It was like $1,500 for my few hours of work. I'm like, this is great.
You know,
great gig out of college. But then something, when it came down to it, just felt not right. And I couldn't find a friend to go with me to do it. And I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Forget about it. 3 months later, I get a phone call from someone in the FBI.
Whoa!
They found my picture on the wall in this place.
Whoa!
Doing bad things.
What website?
It wasn't a website. Oh. They had just been doing inappropriate things. I'm so glad I didn't go.
The FBI called you.
Yes. I thought it was a joke. I was hanging out drinking with friends on a Saturday. Excuse me, is this Miss Jenna Owens?
Yeah.
Like, yes. And he's like, hello, I'm so-and-so with the FBI. I was like, no, it's not. I thought he was kidding. I was like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous that the FBI called you and you got to talk to them.
And you
don't be jealous of my gut instinct, my close call that I didn't do that.
I'm jealous that somebody had your picture on their wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got my picture on their wall.
So now that we got you all scared about Craigslist.
Yeah. Here we go.
Let's do this.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
And look, I know we're calling it Craigslist Christmas, but you can also use this for Hanukkah if you're mad. Don't let it scare you.
It doesn't have the alliteration.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got good alliteration for Hanukkah. How about a hee-haw Hanukkah?
Oh, really?
Yes, or Christmas.
Sure.
This is a hee-haw unopened DVD set collection from Time Life.
Wow.
It includes the classics like Board Fence, Cornfield, Moonshiners, She Was Gone, and more. I'm going to tell you, Grandpa will love this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's some of Hee-Haw's best knee slap and laughs from 1969 to 1970. Did I say unopened? I think I did.
Yeah.
Abel only wants $20 for this, Jim.
I'm unfamiliar with this program.
Hee 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 ha ha hee 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 ha ha hee hee ha ha.
Was it about donkeys?
No. Well, the mascot was a donkey.
Yeah. The mascot was a donkey.
Mm. Trust me, your grandparents and your great grandparents
would
love that.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
If they have a DVD player.
And if they don't, you can show them how to
depression,
get one for them.
Excessive misery. If it's
that guy?
For bad, I'd have no luck at all.
I doubt if there's anybody from that show still alive. Don't own the show.
Agony on me. Mother Price loved this.
You think they all passed now? Everybody on that show?
On that show, I would imagine.
Who's that guy on the background of the music?
Because they're
dying.
I'm in despair and agony.
Oh, no, but you won't catch me hanging out with it.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Since we're talking about VHS.
Yes.
How would you like 25 new 2-tape VHS sets of Titanic?
Yes. Never let go.
$20 for all 25. New and sealed.
Wow.
It's VHS sets.
Oh, double. It's a double.
My VHS broke. This is the winner of 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, great for gifts, stocking stuffers, flea markets, eBay, and church sales.
Isn't it on Netflix right now? I know it was.
Yeah.
Big enough for Jack and Rose to fit on all 25.
What are you going to play it on? You have to have a VCR.
Yeah, you need one of those. So if you have that, this is the perfect gift for you.
All right.
That's right.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Gently used wedding band.
Gently used.
Oh, is it yours?
It's not mine, but I'm thinking, I will sell mine to the highest bidder, please, but mine's a little more expensive than this one. This one's $65.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Tungsten carbide.
I got tungsten. Men's
are, that's what you have. It's a men's, hardly worn. It comes with the original clamshell box. I did not know that's what you called it. I thought it was a ring box. Gift box and gift bag size 12. Not engraved. Tungsten is so hard it cannot be engraved.
That's right. But they say if you drop it the right way, it'll break.
They say these bands are especially good for construction workers, firefighters, police, landscapers, plumbers. The material is literally tough as nails. Mm-hmm. Paid $135, selling
half price.
Not even really worn for $65. So isn't a bad idea, ladies.
Fellas, I'm going to tell you, you wear a wedding band, going to get a lot more chicks.
That is not true.
Would you want to get those chicks?
That's not the kind of chick you want to get.
The chick that wants a married guy?
You're a lot more. You'd be single, put on a wedding band, boom.
That's not true.
Speaking of ring boxes, did you see that box they have now that guys can have when they're going to propose to the girl?
Mm-mm.
When it opens, it has the camera on there, so you can get her reaction on camera.
Oh, mine just had a light in it.
Great idea.
Light shining down on it.
Another great idea that we did.
It's a phone case, so it's your phone inside of it.
The girl will be like, that's a terrible angle.
Well, yeah.
It's a terrible angle.
But at least we got your face.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Hey, it's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
Or Hanukkah.
Pink man cave chair. Yes,
what?
Fellas or ladies, power adjustable lounging chair. You can sit up just enough to have a drink and then lay back down. The chair works great. It does have a little bit of wear and tear. Great for watching TV. Mm. Manly men love the color pink or salmon, whatever this is. Call them or text. It's only $99.
Wow.
It looks kind of similar to a chair that you would think you would have at a therapist's office.
You need that for your home.
You know what?
You need furniture.
You do.
Furniture.
That's chill. You would just pass out in that.
I would, Kelly. That's nice.
Huh.
That's a nice, scary-looking chair.
Nice pink chair.
I could take a nap in that.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Christmas.
I have 3 quarts of commercial-grade SS-type silicone oil.
Silicone oil.
My other 2 containers were leaking, so I used this container. Has lots of uses. Copiers, keeping rubber and neoprene in shape, and looking good as lube for a number of things.
And it works on carpet.
Silicone
coconut oil.
You can see the pictures. Sell it to you for $60.
Huh.
If you're in the market for some silicone oil.
I trust that Craigslist silicone oil.
And it works great on tires. Like, if you need your tires to look really, really black.
Yeah.
Really?
Woo! Silicone?
It really will?
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I've never purchased this product before.
Can't get any armor on. Use some silicone.
You know, a lot of
people... Is this the same stuff that's in the boobs?
Probably.
It's on boobs and tires.
Yeah. I need a boost.
A lot of people are making resolutions. You know the resolution is going to be to get in shape.
Yeah.
Maybe for Christmas, you can give them this gift that will help them in 2018. Hexagonal dumbbells. Remember when we bought all those dumbbells for Kid Craddock?
Yeah.
Out in the office?
Uh-huh.
These are 2 dumbbells. They're 45 pounds each in very good condition because, I mean, what are you going to do to them?
Yeah, those are the same exact
thing. They're asking 59 cents per pound. Now I got to do the math.
45 times 10.
You ever tried to order dumbbells online?
No.
Don't.
Imagine the shipping.
I put some in a cart. The shipping was $150. I was like, never mind. I'll go to the store.
So, carry the 2.
Unless my math is wrong, it's $26.55 each.
Okay.
That's not bad.
2.
Then you got to, that's right. You got to add the shipping in.
$53.10, I think.
Muscles have no cost, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's a good deal or not now. Don't make me work for my Craigslist Christmas.
Yeah, just give us a dang price.
Tell me how much.
Trying to provide people here with cool presents.
Yeah.
Craigslist Christmas right there. We got you all set up right there. Coming up next, hopefully you don't have these around the office. Because if you do, you could get in a lot of trouble.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what offices are steering away from next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Does that make me crazy? 20 minutes away, and we do have a Christmas wish this morning.
Nice.
Before this hour ends, we'll get you that. Just make sure you don't apply that mascara. We'll give you that mascara alert right now. And things are changing this holiday season.
Like?
You're not going to see these things at offices or holiday parties this year. A lot of companies are staying away because they're telling them to stay away from mistletoes.
From, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can see that.
Mistletoes?
Mistletoes. Mistletoe.
Mistletoe? Mistletoes.
Well, the plural would be
the plural, right? Mistletoes?
Yeah, I would think
so. Is it a mistletoe plural? Just eat?
It's mistletoe. Why? They don't want people kissing?
Yeah, businesses are going to ban them because they want to avoid sexual harassment or any suggestion.
Yeah.
All the fun's gone out of mistletoe now.
Because it used to be you catch the girl you like that you work with under the mistletoe or whatever, and some guy would make a joke.
Hey,
and
Julie from accounting. Hey.
Yeah. You got a little liquid courage.
Yeah.
But nowadays, that could turn out extremely bad. So companies are just going to say, we're not going to have these. But back in the 18th century, England, the men were allowed to kiss any woman standing under the mistletoe.
Any woman.
Ooh.
And if the ladies
married or not?
If the ladies refused, it would be bad luck, so that you would have to get your kiss.
Oh, wow.
So it was almost like a law.
Some companies are just doing away with the Christmas party altogether because they know where it leads.
Drinking and...
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a trip. I mean, you kind of look forward to it a little bit, at least getting together in a different setting and having a company bonding thing and drinking a little bit. But
yeah.
Company's got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to make sure everything's all good right now.
Sure.
You don't want to get in any trouble. And speaking of getting in trouble.
Uh-oh.
So yesterday, we talked about the video that, and let's be honest, you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing Keaton.
Yep.
And Keaton's from Tennessee. He's been bullied badly at school. Mm-hmm. His mom decided to take a video of him when she went to go pick him up at lunch because he said he was scared. He was scared to go to lunch again. And so she made a video and posted it online, and it just
went viral.
It grew.
He was
overnight.
crying, and you couldn't help but feel really bad about the kid.
And what happens when you get this level of fame is
people start digging.
People start digging into the closet. And it all started with an MMA fighter named Joe Schilling. He reached out to his mom, to Keaton's mom, or someone who claimed to be his mom, and said he wanted to bring Keaton to a UFC event or a Bellator event, to come out to the gym, hang out with us.
All right.
Well, he didn't like the response he got, and he posted this video.
I feel pretty stupid right now, people. I was pretty moved by Keaton Jones's video, so I reached out to his mom and was going to bring him out to LA and for a Bellator event that's coming up, big show, and introduce him to fighters, be his friend, And she just wants money. She just wants me to share her GoFundMe account. And I asked what the GoFundMe account for, what is it for? And she said, Christmas is coming and I'm a single mother and blah, blah, blah. Money's tight, whatever. You make your own judgment on that, but sad.
So, did he legitimately talk to them? Oh, here's the thing is, what were we giving money for anyway with a GoFundMe?
Exactly.
People see a story and they automatically set up a GoFundMe when there's really not a financial need expressed.
She wanted it for Christmas presents for their kids.
But I mean, initially, did she start the GoFundMe or somebody set it up for them? Because people just like to give money when there's...
To a cause. A gentleman started the GoFundMe.
Right.
And I don't think he has any direct relation to them. He just wanted to help.
Yeah.
And I think his max was like $20,000 is what he put it. And it surpassed it. It got up to like 60,000.
Yeah. And now, both of the GoFundMes have been suspended because of everything that's going on until they can like further review and investigate the family.
So they've been looking into her past and her Twitter account, her Facebook.
Yeah, her past is a Confederate flag.
Yeah. So her Facebook account pictures came out. And some posts from the past. Now, Joe, I believe, last I checked, took down the video.
Okay.
Because the sister, Keaton's sister, was claiming that was not her mom's Instagram or Twitter account name.
Okay.
That was somebody else started that. So he was corresponding with somebody who was not the mom.
All right.
So he took that down because he jumped the gun, apparently. like all of us, we're waiting to see what's true and what's not true because
people do try to take advantage. There are scam artists out there.
Absolutely.
But the only one that's going to end up hurt in this is Keaton. Because, I mean, even if it's the mom that had the bad pass and everything, or if the rumors or the things that kids are saying about him are true, about what the words he has used.
N-word, et cetera.
Because things are coming out about him as well from other kids.
A lot of people look to celebrities for their reactions, because when this first came out, they were offering him plane tickets, movie premieres, and all this stuff. And I think Patton Oswalt was the one who, and I'm paraphrasing right now, he said, Keaton... Even if all this stuff is true, what they're saying, that Keaton has used these words, he's still a child, and he didn't choose the family.
He's the product
of his parenting right now. And
this
he is not
his fault. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's not gotten old enough to realize, because a lot of kids who use these kind of words, they don't know any better. And when they get older, they know better. And if they continue, then
it's on you.
Then it's on them.
Right.
At this stage, they're still young, and they're just a product of what they're hearing, and they're repeating what they're hearing at home.
Yeah, there you go.
And then they get older, and they start meeting Black people or gay people, and they're like,
"Wait, they're cool.
Gosh, they're not evil. Yeah. They're not mean. These are nice people." And then suddenly they realize, "Well, maybe I shouldn't be using these words." And that comes as they get older.
Yeah,
I'm not.
So that's what some people are still showing sympathy for Keaton at this point.
Yeah,
because then some people are making a joke saying, "Yeah, I'm going to invite him to come sit with the Get Out cast at the Golden Globes."
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fault Keaton right now. I mean,
it's a parenting issue. This is turning into a parenting issue.
Going to make it worse for him.
10 or 11 years old, and he doesn't know better. You know, like Kelly said, if you get older and then
when you know better and you continue,
he's learning it honest. He's learning it from his mom.
But it is true, they don't need money. I thought this was just about experiences with the child.
Yeah.
You know, this is the cool part is for him to get to go to the movie screenings, to go to an MMA fight, to see that he has some friends. They don't need a GoFundMe.
No, there was never a need for a GoFundMe to be set up in the first place.
But people are saying that the mom set up the GoFundMe. We'll go ahead and say that's not true, because that was set up by another person. That was set up by a man. And Joe Schilling, the contact that he had on Instagram, that was linked to a teenager. Not even near where they live.
Hmm.
However, her Facebook pictures are still up there. And her posts and his sister's posts are up there. And she may have tweeted some things in the past that were lyrics to songs that may not look extremely good right now for the family.
Well, maybe it can be a learning lesson for everyone involved, right?
Oh, yeah,
maybe
definitely.
Get a little growth mentally there. And
I think it was just, we're in the holiday season, and I think everybody just wants to jump on something and help someone. And I think this is why it spread so quickly.
Ah, JC, I felt something was weird in that video originally. I felt like the mom was really cold and just probing, you know, but maybe she sees it every day.
Right.
She's doing that.
Well,
but why didn't she hug? Why didn't she comfort him? It's just poking questions at him.
She did, but she was mad in that moment. I took it as she's mad, and she's like, we're going to get this story out here and tell them what's happening to you.
She's immune to it by this point because he's been dealing with it.
I think she reached a boy. You go from hugging and comfort to we got to do something.
Yeah.
We're mad.
Yeah.
So I didn't get anything out of that. In fact, I heard that he was the one. There were some stories that he was the one that said, "Mom, let's put this."
He wanted to do the video because he wanted to see if other kids were going through the same thing. Here's the thing. I mean, there's no need to go and bash Keaton on social media.
Right.
There's no need to throw out conspiracy theories, because eventually we will find out what the truth is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eventually his mom is probably going to have to do an interview and come out with her truth.
Oh my gosh, and then we lose sight of the real point.
And then we lost sight. Right. Yeah, we lost sight of the bullying.
Even if he's saying inappropriate things, it's just back and forth bullying.
Yeah.
That's the point here.
If you do attack the woman with, you know, and bully her for her, that's not teaching. That's not good. You know, you've got to show that somebody's got to be the bigger person and say, "I don't like what you stand for, but I'm not going to sit here and call you all these names. I'm going to show you love." That's how you combat
it. How you want to be treated.
You don't combat it with more name calling and more finger pointing.
There's no good's going to come out of it. If she's starting a fire, the one thing a fire needs is what? Oxygen. You can't, if you don't get that fire oxygen, it'll slowly go out.
Yeah.
It will. She'll lose steam. So just, I don't know. I'm good at one thing, I think, in my entire existence. I'm good at turning the other cheek.
Yeah, you are.
I really am.
And that's actually a great quality that you possess.
And I've had somebody do this to me at my restaurant, call me the N-word, in the middle of the patio with customers. And I had a table in my hand that I could have easily... probably knocked the guy. I don't know, I could beat him up. But
in the heat of the moment, you could have done something.
I could have knocked him in the street in front of a moving car. Yeah. Easily.
You could have come out.
I could have done that, but I didn't. You know, I turned around and I walked back in, and people actually clapped.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I mean, he was loud, you know? But sometimes you got to do that.
A lot of people say that takes a lot. You have instant regret if you get physical with someone. You have instant regret where you wish I would have just walked away.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it comes to Keaton's mom,
it's hard to walk away, man. It's hard to walk away.
It's understandable. If she did dupe us, we have a right to be angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But we don't need to take it out on her family with words and mean thoughts and hope for the worst for them. It's okay to just let her be who she is. She showed who she is to the public.
Yeah. Well, maybe this would have been a moment to see all these people rallying. She'd be like, wow, and change her thinking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And if
you
attack her, then that's going to be like, that's just justifying her original thoughts anyway.
Right. Right.
I was right. You know, look it out there.
Now, don't give her ammo to say
right.
that. Exactly. Again, and this is still early on in the stages. We don't know. She hasn't, from what I've seen, she hasn't said anything yet. I think she's going to have to because it's getting really, really bad.
Yeah.
And she's either going to need to issue an apology if this is true, or she needs to come out and tell us the truth.
Something. I don't know.
But that's the Keaton drama. The something that turned so great and was raising awareness for bullying has now turned into this.
Well, we can keep the focus on that.
Yeah.
Something we can all do.
Yeah.
Focus on the bullying.
At least we're all having the conversation about bullying, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But coming up next, how about we lighten it up?
Yes, please.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
All right. These little things that you do, and you thought they were normal.
Yeah.
Not very unusual. You've been doing it all the time. And then somebody actually noticed and said, dude, that's not normal. That's kind of cray-cray.
Yeah, little quirks that you have there.
Give us a call.
If you want to give us a call and share it with us, it's 800-KID-LIVE. That's our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls for Does That Make Me Crazy next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, one of our favorite segments of all time. Does That Make Me Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're allowed to share those things that normally we wouldn't be saying in public after our friends let us know that what we do is dumb.
Probably not. Probably not.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, that's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Those quirky things you do, you've always thought they're normal, and finally somebody let you know, hey, you need to call the Kid Craddock Morning Show because they do this bit called Does That Make Me Crazy? You're probably in there.
Yeah.
Jamie wrote us and said, sometimes I just grab the steering wheel really hard and scream as loud as I can for absolutely no reason at all. Does that make me crazy? Have you ever done that? It's so relieving.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I beat it.
I mean, I've like...
You pound it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for no reason.
I'm in a chill mood lately, but yes, if I've been very high strung and I have some mild road rage, yes,
absolutely.
I'll feed that steering wheel.
It's odd, but I don't think it's crazy.
No, it's not. I think you're normal. The weird part is when you do that and you look over and somebody's staring at you like, whoa.
Yeah, then you just give a little wave.
Like, hey, it's all good.
Because I've seen people do that in the car and I'm like, you look so stupid. And then I'm like, I've done the same.
Yeah.
this is from the text. I live alone. When I get home, I always say, what? In a deep voice. And then make the sound a gun would make when being cocked to scare potential intruders away. My name's Cassie.
Cassie.
No, I think every person on the planet has done that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Not every time I enter the house, but I've done that before. I've got a gun. You know, you're scared.
Really?
You're like, because you think somebody's upstairs. If you're up there, I've got a gun. Just, you know.
Have you ever made the sound?
I've never made the ch-ch-ch.
Okay.
But people, you've all done that when you think somebody's in the house. You say something.
That's cute crazy.
You've done that.
Yesterday when I left the
house. I say, bang, bang.
What's that going to do?
I don't know.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Yesterday when I left the house, there was someone, 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody standing outside at the curb across the street.
Uh-huh.
Like, in their car. Lights are on. So I went back to the door, and I'm like, okay, have a good day.
Yeah.
See ya. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. You know.
Yeah, just you want to think somebody's
there. Let them know.
Somebody's in the house, you know. And I didn't know what's going on. And I'm leaving.
My wife did that. That one time somebody opened our front door at an old house. The first thing she yells is, I got the gun. I'm like, don't say that. What if he got a gun? I don't want to get into this.
I got a beer.
I'm like, stop. What are you doing? All right, let's go to the phones here.
All right.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Oh, all right. I have a fear of public toilet seats.
Public and toilet seats.
When I say public, I mean anything that's not my own home.
Right.
It's so bad. I use probably half roll of toilet paper, hate to say it, just to sit down on a toilet. But now it's spurred off on my children that I make my 10 and 5-year-old stand on a toilet seat in public. And if they ask me why, I explain to them because of diseases and it'll make your dinghy fall off.
Oh, no.
And so they're always going to do that.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. I'm an avid hunter. I mean, I'm definitely not a germaphobe, but I cannot stand toilet seats.
That's your thing.
I'd say that's slight crazy, but I understand it, Michael. Al?
I don't think it's crazy. I don't. I mean, I think that's your thing, you know?
And he's passing it on to his children.
Yeah, but and he told them the dinghies would fall off.
Yeah.
That's why I said slight crazy.
By the way, Mike, since you're a hunter, check out the bumper dumper. If you're out
the
hunting.
Bumper dumper.
When you're out hunting, you can attach it to the back of your truck, take care of all your business.
That's really cool, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to look that up. I've actually looked into modifying it. We've all used them. I know y'all have. The little pull-outs you get at the...
at the bathroom
stores that put on the toilet seats. The problem is they're designed, it looks like, to fit the toilet seat at your house. They never fit the long toilet seats in
the
public.
Long game.
Yeah, they don't ever fit. You have a wonderful day, Michael.
Yep. That's toilet talk.
Hold it till you get home.
Hold it till you get home.
Yeah, there's the other alternative.
What was the national day today, Al?
It's National Ding-a-Ling Day.
That's right.
But that just means call a
someone.
Friend that you haven't heard from in a long time. And friend, neighbor.
Whatever. Big Al was over here saying, Helena Supermodel, who's this? On his phone over there, like we weren't listening.
You knew someone named Helena.
Helena
Supermodel. Her last name is Supermodel.
That's how she's in my phone. Helena Supermodel.
But he's sitting back like we're not listening. Like he just wants to throw it out there. Like I got supermodels in my phone.
I don't know who she is.
From the text, I created an Instagram account for my cat, and then I make him flirt with all the other cute cats online that I think he'd be interested in.
Okay, that's
crazy. That's the next one.
Yeah, that's
I love
crazy.
It.
That's cool, crazy.
That's
though.
Crazy.
Wheezy gets flirtatious messages from other animal accounts. Like, Wheezy, you sexy beast.
What?
Really? Whoa. Wheezy gets hit on a lot.
Oh, you're going to have to read some of these flirty text messages to Wheezy. I didn't know that
read
world
them
existed.
To Wheezy.
Yeah.
Read them to us. We're curious.
Or us, yeah,
living
whatever.
Living vicariously through Wheezy.
Okay, Curtis has a Facebook page, too, so we'll like that page. We can hook up online. Curtis the Doodle.
As crazy as you guys think I am about my dog, she does not have her own social media accounts. Everyone asks me to create one. I don't have the time.
You don't want to monetize on your child. That's good.
I already have my own, and then I have Fittish. I don't need... Wheezy doesn't need one. I'll just post her on mine. I'm using her.
Yeah.
How do people balance that?
Speaking of monetizing off your kids, be on the lookout for my kids' YouTube channels coming at you in 2018.
Shooting for that 11 mil.
Yeah. I heard you can make millions of dollars just playing with toys, and I'm all about that life.
Do it.
Yeah. No, that's right.
Do it.
Yeah. What's going on, Sage?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so I have been wanting to call for like 2 months now. Y'all remember when that girl called and her mom like did something weird with her chin hairs?
Yes.
Okay, so that got me thinking about something weird that my husband does.
What?
Me. Every woman gets like those rogue, like one or two chin hairs. And in a moment of desperation once, he plucked it with his teeth.
Whoa!
And now it's like a thing. So does that make us crazy?
That's a thing now?
His chin hairs.
You let them grow long enough just so he can pluck it with his teeth?
Well, no. Listen, he's got strong teeth. They don't have to be long at all.
Yeah. It depends on when you do it. If you're doing like...
In public?
Oh, it's to kind of get you in the mood?
Yeah.
Yeah, when does this take place?
Hey, baby, come on over here.
Listen, I got my kids in the car.
Oh, yeah. Please code words. Okay, we'll go back to the regular music.
You started it.
Yeah. Does he call you and he goes, baby, I'm gonna bite your chin hair so hard tonight.
Don't you pluck nothing before I get home.
Oh, my
gosh, I'm
so embarrassed right now.
Yeah. I bet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sage, you crazy, but you cool.
Yay!
Yeah. Tell you, everybody wants to be crazy.
Crazy, crazy cool.
I like Sage. She sounds like fun. Well, I'm gonna bite your chin hair.
I bet he doesn't tell any of his buddies that.
No,
I bite her chin hair.
Yeah,
you don't tell that.
No, they know now.
Hey, Marissa.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
So what do you do that's crazy?
So whenever I have anybody come over to my house, like maintenance, the cable guy, anything, I make sure I vacuum all the areas where they're going to be at. And so whenever they go into my rooms and stuff like that, I go back in after and just make sure they weren't roaming around where they weren't supposed to. Does that make me crazy?
Has anyone ever gone somewhere they shouldn't have gone?
No, not yet, but you never know.
You're ready. Yeah. You're ready.
That's a good safety measure.
Marissa, you smart.
I'd never thought about
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
Great, I'm glad.
Because you're going to like detective work and stuff.
You could just question them afterwards, like, what were you doing by my panty drawer?
Ooh.
And they'd be like, yeah, I like you're not crazy, Marissa. Yeah. You keep doing that.
Smart.
Hmm.
You've given people a great idea, actually.
Yeah, right?
I like that. I think I'm going to start doing that. Except I have tile in my house, so that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big problem there with that one. Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What do you do?
I have this number that's a fake number that I saved in my phone, and whenever I mess up at work or, like, in life or whatever, I'll, like, savagely roast myself in text messages to myself. And it makes me feel better.
So what's the last time you did this and what did you say?
I can't say it on the radio.
Don't say that.
Okay.
But you do roast yourself pretty good?
Yeah, pretty bad. Like if I were saying the things that I said to myself to you, you probably wouldn't talk to me anymore.
Wow. he's up on yourself.
Yeah, be nicer to you.
Yeah, do you ever send something positive?
No.
Okay.
Well, so try that one too.
You're bullying yourself.
Oh no.
I don't know why. It makes it feel better. I don't know.
Well, at least you're venting to you. I mean, you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah. Get it out of your system and move on.
Not to other people, your friends.
That's kind of what it is. Like, I get it out of my system and then I move on with. Well,
with life,
past whatever I did.
Hey, Big Al, will you say something nice about Brian?
Sure,
he deserves it.
Brian, you're doing a great job. I want you to keep up what you're doing, and go out there and have a good day. You know what?
Vague.
Spread some joy in the world.
That's a very vague compliment.
Well, I have no idea who Brian is.
You could have told him, "Hey, Brian, all the girls say you're a great lover or something." Like we don't know.
You ain't talking to Brian's girls.
Well, you don't know. We're trying to make him feel good, right, Brian?
Yeah, I'll take it, whatever.
Yeah, he takes that.
You go out there and create your own sunshine, Brian.
There you go, buddy. Have a great day, Brian. But you're crazy for talking to yourself like that. Tara, hello there.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. How you doing? So what do you do that makes you crazy?
I really like the smell of hot laminators.
Huh. Ooh, where can I sniff this? What do you mean?
Like, if you have a laminator, if you're laminating something, I really like to smell a hot laminator.
Huh. Mm. Can you describe the smell?
Melted plastic.
It's melted plastic. And I like the smell of like a brand new float, like a summer.
An inflatable. Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That smell sort of reminds me of Christmas. Remember when you open all your new toys on Christmas and it has that new fresh plastic smell? That's a comforting
That's probably
smell.
Why it probably sends you back to when you were a kid. You're not crazy then.
What if we invent a laminator with a little small compartment for a lemon slice and we call it a laminator?
You're never going to be a millionaire.
Bro, we're going to be so rich
in
2018.
We're going to be so rich.
I'm selling everything.
Laminator.
I'm sorry, you mean a juicer?
No, Jenna.
A juicer doesn't laminate, though.
Yeah.
You're going to laminate a lemon?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work out the kinks.
There's a lot.
I just wanted to be in the conversation.
Thank you, Big Al, Matt.
Thank you, Trey.
Yeah. Hey, Brianna.
Hi.
I think I might agree with you on this, but let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay. I was at work one day, and I sneezed, and my boss said, "Bless you," and I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, it's okay, because it's better than doing laundry."
Sneezing is better than laundry.
You said that, or your boss said that?
She did.
I said that.
He
she doesn't want blessings because she thinks that's wet. Nah, it's all good. I got this.
He may take you to HR on that one.
Sneezing is so good. Yeah, you got to be careful what you say.
Yeah.
I think a dude couldn't have said that to the boss.
Uh-uh.
I don't know if I enjoy it. You've had some pretty bad laundry experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Brianna.
Sneezing better than that.
I mean, I think like I think scratching like a mosquito bite can be pretty good.
I'll tell you the best feelings when you have to pee so bad.
Right now,
so bad that your teeth hurt, and then you finally get to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's pretty good too.
That's the best.
I will hold it.
No,
till I get to that.
No. I've been waiting for you guys to.
But you say you have to go, Jenna?
So badly.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Sometimes I don't get the warning, and I've had so much liquid this morning, coffee, water, a green juice, and all of a sudden it's just like.
Just hit you.
Yeah. And I am not able to go, you know, well, we're about to, when we're on the
we're
air.
Just about to start waiting. The telephone.
Yeah, well, hold on one second, Jenna, because we have one more call here. I'm sorry. Hey, Jose, what's.
That's big mistake.
Adriana, how you doing?
Good.
All right, let's see. I hear you're crazy.
When people talk to me and they make a face while they're talking, I have to make that face. I have to. If I turn around, even it's like a weird face, I have to, like, I'll turn around and I'll make it. My husband's looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have to make the face. I have to. If not, it'll bug me. Like, right. It will bug me. If you bite your lip while you're talking, like, full sentence, and you just bite your lip, I have to turn around and bite my lip. Like, I have to. My sister laughs at me. I don't know.
That's
weird.
That's crazy.
I want to have a conversation with you, I think. Mm. I want to see your faces.
Face to face.
Yeah, the face to face conversation. Yeah, you're crazy, Adrian.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you go ahead and be crazy. And now we're going to get to the longest song that came out in 2017.
Oh, wow. Stop. Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Stop. This is bad. It's bad to have to hold it, okay?
All right, Jenna, we'll let you go to the bathroom. But first,
what?
I got to tell you about the Christmas wish that's coming up next. Because we do have a Christmas wish. A man in the oil field. Uh-huh. These guys are men's men.
Yep.
But. Can they get a little sentimental as well? Mm. Mascara alert, we got a Christmas wish coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for a Christmas wish, you guys.
Okay.
I think we have a superhero we're about to help out, but superheroes need help too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, they don't know anything's happening, so they're just holding on, waiting in the dark. We'll bring them in and see what we could do for them, okay?
Let's do it.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, David, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, David. My name's JC. I'm from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and I got Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack and Jenna Owens here with me.
Hi.
What's up, David?
How are you doing?
We're good. We're doing well, man. What are you up to right now?
Yes, sir. All right. In the oil field, so I'm out and about.
Okay, we'll stay right where you are.
That's a perfect spot because we can hear you. Somebody wrote us a letter about you, David, and we would love to read it to you if you don't mind.
Okay.
Jenna, can you do the honors?
Yes. It says, I am nominating my best friend David for a Christmas wish. This man is the true definition of a superhero. This past year has been the hardest year of his life. Him and Tasia have been together for 9 years, and just this last year, he decided to go separate ways. It broke his soul to not only lose her, but her daughter from a previous relationship as well. While going through a divorce and custody battle, he worked day and night, 7 days a week. These last few months, though, the grace of God, they came together as friends and put aside their differences for the girl's sake. In November, tragedy struck and Tasia passed away. Mm. David's youngest daughter is 5, and now David is legally adopting Tasia's oldest daughter. David's working 2 jobs, trying to pay for legal fees, funeral expenses, the cost of raising 2 girls, and Christmas is right around the corner. He could sure use the help. This man is doing such an incredible job because while he is not her biological dad, he is... always has been and always will be dad. And David, that is from your best girlfriend, Kenny Benavidez, and we have her on the phone right now.
Shout out.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Don't make me cry.
No, Kenny, you wrote the letter, made us cry.
But y'all have no idea how amazing he is, and just you would think, you know, at a time like this, he would fall apart, and he has been the strongest. You see pictures of them on Facebook every day, and they're laughing, and they're smiling, and you just don't see, you know.
He makes them happy.
Yeah.
Yes. It's amazing.
And he's out working right now.
He is.
And here's the thing, David, we've said this before on the show. I mean, anybody could be a father, but it takes a real man and a special man to be a dad.
That's right.
And that is what you are, sir.
Thank you.
How do you two know one another?
We had mutual friends a long time ago.
So you just have run in the same group of people.
And she's been a help to me during this whole process.
Yeah.
So you guys were, you and your dearly past ex-wife, you guys were going through a divorce, and then you reconnected, and things were good, and then this happened just in November? Just a few weeks ago.
This November.
This November. So it's very, very recent.
Sorry for your loss,
darling. I'm so sorry.
And how are the girls doing? I know it's really tough. It's a weird question to ask. Are they understanding?
They're doing great. They're in school.
I think we're losing David a little bit. Hold on one second.
I know. You can't help it. You're in the oil field.
Like, this man's got two jobs. He's out in the oil fields trying to work hard.
Maybe Kenny can shed a little light. Yeah.
Kenny, have you been able to see the girls? Are they doing okay?
They're doing really good. He has them. I know that the older one, Tasia's daughter, she's in a basketball. He just put her in basketball. And then Riley, she's a little five-year-old. She's still in school. So he keeps them active. He keeps them, you know, doing things constantly. And he has a really big support group, you know. So
that's good.
They're all doing really, really, really good. But, yeah, it's only been a month. So, you know, Christmas is coming. And
yeah. No, we absolutely understand. I know David's moving around out there in the oil field trying to find a better reception.
Yeah, just because we can't hear very well does not mean we're not going to help you.
Yeah, David, don't you worry, buddy. You can still hear us, David?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So you heard we're doing a Christmas wish, and Kenny's wish was for you and your daughters to have a Merry Christmas, and we're going to go ahead and grant that Christmas wish for you guys, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. He's like, what does that
mean? What that means is that we're going to make sure your girls are taken care of. First, we got to get to know them a little bit. What's your five-year-old? You have a little girl. What's her name again?
Riley.
And what's she into?
Toys, books, and she's real wild, so she runs around like a boy.
Oh, so you got a little tomboy in your hands, but she still likes the toys and the books and all that good stuff.
She can't be defined.
That's right.
She's a free spirit.
Yeah.
And what about your daughter that you're adopting? What's her name? How old is she?
Alicia. She's 12. And she's a basketball.
Oh, so the younger sister takes after the older sister, and that's why you got two girls that are into sports and running around having fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make sure that you can get those Christmas decorations and get some presents under the tree. Mm-hmm. And
whatever you need.
And a tree if you need it. We'll find you a tree as well, David.
They got everything at JCPenney.
Yeah, even decorations if you need to grab them over there, man. And get yourself something as well, man, because you deserve
it. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
I know out there in the oil field it's tough to get reception, man, and we really appreciate you taking time out of your day and out of work to talk to us and share your story. And keep being the dad you are, man, because we really look up to you, man.
You're setting a great example, dude. Even being a strong enough man to cry on in the oil field.
Yeah.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Lord. This call was just a breath of fresh air.
Good.
Kenny, thank you so much for sharing his story with us, because we would have not known if it weren't for this letter.
No, thank you guys so very much.
Yeah, you can help him do some of the shopping.
Amazing.
Yeah, help him do the shopping for the girls.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, you will.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
No, thank you guys. And David, Merry Christmas to you and your two girls, okay?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys too, man. I listen to y'all every morning. It was awesome. Thank you.
Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, tomorrow at this time. Fergalicious.
All right.
She's going to be on the show. Part-time Justin got to interview her.
She's so cool. She's so fun.
Did you go ISDN on it? So it sounds like you guys are in the same studio?
Yeah. Oh. I thought she was here, man, just invisible, talking to me with an invisible cloak or something.
The invisible cloak.
Yeah.
So what did you guys talk about her new show coming out?
We talked, yes, because she's going to be the host of The Four. Yeah.
She is, yes. In January.
Uh-huh. Very it's going to be a new music reality competition show, and there's four spots. Like, so they found four talented people, and they got to battle against other people, competitors, to keep their spot.
Okay.
Right. And the judges are DJ Khaled, Sean Diddy Combs, Meghan Trainor, and
Charlie Walk.
Charlie Walk.
That's right, Charlie?
Yeah.
A record guy. How was the interview? How do you think it went?
I think it went well. Yeah. It started strong. She was very bubbly from the beginning. I let her know how her song affected my childhood.
Which one?
My humps. My hump.
How did that... I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
You gotta find out in the interview, yeah.
You have to wait, JC. That was a tease. Yeah. Big market tease.
I thought you were gonna say, like, the song she had with Black Eyed...
Girls, don't cry.
Yeah, or that one.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Or Where's the Love with the Black Eyed Peas? That's a good one that could change your life.
It's my hump.
Yeah.
Yeah, your hump. My humps changed your life.
And I didn't know she was a host. I was like, so, is this your first... Are you scared to host for the first time? And she's like, actually, I've done hosting before. So
I didn't know that either.
But
what did she host?
Something that parties? I've never seen.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anybody's seen.
Kids Incorporated? Wasn't she on that show?
Kids show. Maybe she's talking about that.
And then she was part of a band group.
Yes.
Yes, called Wild Orchid. Wild Orchid.
Uh-huh.
Wild Orchid.
They performed for us at one of our first Christmas concerts.
Long time ago.
She was part of a trio.
Yeah.
And at that point, she was Stacey Ferguson. She wasn't Fergie.
Stacey Ferguson.
She became Fergie when she joined the Black Eyed Peas.
She's one of the most giving people when it comes to interviews.
Oh, yeah.
She goes with whatever you bring up. She never looks down if you ask a dumb question, which we do from time to time.
Shut up. Yeah.
The interview, 75% her, 25% me.
Nice. Uh-huh. Oh, so she did most of the talking.
She did.
Uh-huh. I would just address a topic, and she would go on and give me everything. I was like, scratch that question, scratch this question.
That's good.
I once got the other way around. I once got to do an interview with her for like 20 minutes that was never played on the radio.
Oh.
Because when I got done, I saw that the recorder I had was full on battery.
I remember.
Oh.
And it was one of those where you get that. That's the worst feeling in your stomach.
You can't go back and redo that?
Because A, I was scared to tell kid. And B, I didn't want to come to work without the interview. So I was hoping that I caught most of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran outside with that gut feeling like I had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah.
And I turned on the recorder and I played back and it just went, hey, what's going on? It's JC. I'm here with the Black Eyed Peas. And they said peas, and that's where it cut off.
Oh, no.
It was 20 minutes. I thought it was one of the best ones ever.
Yeah.
It went so well. They were all so fun. And
throwing some good jokes. You're like, oh, man, that was so good, and you don't catch it on tape.
Yeah.
No, what?
We spoke Tagalog, which is a Filipino language.
Uh-huh.
Because Applebee app.
I think that's the one that got my then-girlfriend's phone number while
he's still your girl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I took her to a meet and greet.
Awesome. And just so, poaching.
And so, so I ain't going on down to Dr. Fergie, whatever. And she's like, right now, I'm like, what the hell?
Is that the only person that's ever poached your girlfriend?
Oh, no. I'm sure I've
You've had other
poached.
Ones?
I'm sure I've been poached before.
Yeah. I've only had one celebrity try to steal my girl in front of my face. The Situation. The Situation.
Mike.
We were at a Super Bowl party, and we went over to his area because it was actually Fergie who got us in because my friend's her assistant. So we got to go in the VIP area, so I saw The Situation. Jersey Shore was really cool. I walked over there with Kinsey and took a picture with him. As we're walking away, his handler walks up to Kinsey and taps her on the back and hands her a card and says, Mike wanted you to have this.
Oh, all right.
There you go.
And so I'm like, what is this? What is this? So I grabbed the card and it's his cell phone number. So I walked on over to Mike's situation.
Oh, my goodness.
What you going to do?
I handed it back to him, and I said, no, thank you, sir. So that's what I did.
You should just let it go.
No, I'm not going to let that punk try to steal my girl.
Yeah, address the situation with the situation.
Yeah. And I didn't want her to be tempted to have the card.
That's what it was.
She would have called it.
Yeah.
You know, she could have been all in love with you, but she still would have called it, just out of curiosity.
No way, man. I don't think she would have, but... We will never know because I gave him back his card. Hey, well, we have you in here, Justin.
Yes, sir.
Let's play a fun game.
Okay.
We're playing a game called Wheezy or Justin.
Well, okay.
Wheezy or Justin.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there was a time a little while ago that you spent the night.
I did.
And both
that was
you,
Halloween?
You and Wheezy, yes. Okay. And you and Wheezy snore.
Wheezy's your dog.
So I... Yes, Wheezy's my rescue pug.
Yeah.
And they were both in my bed, and I got up and decided to record Justin snoring, and then I got Wheezy at a different moment, so you will not be confused. Or maybe it's very clear to you who's snoring, but I think it's hilarious.
No. So
you need to say, is this Wheezy or Justin snoring?
Now, normally, I don't get to play along with these games because the clips will be labeled with the answer, but these clips are labeled Snore 1 and Snore 2, so I will be playing along with you guys. So please grab your pens and a piece of paper.
Okay.
All right.
And I will play you two clips, and then you must decide which one is Wheezy and which one is Justin.
All right.
All right, here is clip number one.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Sounds like a beast.
It's a very deep snore.
Ow!
I would... Oh, wow.
Don't wake the bear.
That is extremely loud. Okay, that's clip number one.
Number two.
No! That's a cute little, like, snore.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's Justin's tone.
No!
Yeah, right? I know, honestly, like...
That's a press snore.
We'll see what you guys think.
Now we guess?
Now we guess.
We write down.
Just write down which one, one or two.
Which one is... What are we write? Okay, one.
This was snore one.
Oh.
I mean, I just kind of... Okay.
That's a good man snore.
And snore two.
I could go either way.
All right, I'm locking your votes.
I'm locked in.
All right.
Okay.
I'm locked in.
Locks are.
Oh, I hope this isn't.
Okay.
Gosh, I mean.
We'll go around the room.
You got 50-50
chance.
Right.
Yeah, we do have a 50-50. Kelly, which one did you go with?
I put number one.
You went with number one.
Justin. Number two, Wheezy.
Okay. Big Al?
And just like Kelly, I went with number one is Justin. Number two is Wheezy.
I want the other way. I want number two is Justin, and number one was Wheezy. I just feel like that sounds like your voice on the number two.
I have no idea either because I'm asleep, because I can't hear it.
Justin, which one?
I'm going to say I want to be number one.
You want to be number one?
I want to be number one.
You don't like the number two?
No.
All right. Jenna?
The big reveal.
Yeah, Jenna's the only one that knows.
No, I really have no idea.
Jenna doesn't know either.
Game over. I have no idea which one's
which.
No, Trey knows. I sent them the audio. I don't know which one to put in what order. I mean, I'm pretty sure number one's Justin, right?
Kelly and Al win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this is Justin?
That's so embarrassing, though.
Dude, it was so loud.
No. Okay, I went to go watch The Room, the holler showing, and I fell asleep 20 minutes in. And started snoring, and the people behind us were like, is he okay?
Yeah, you and Al need to room from now on, because both of you snore like trucks.
No.
Yeah.
I've slept with Justin before. Well,
save that.
We did! Oh, my God!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know you're wondering why you didn't see a bunch of Instagram posts or stories about my date with Alan yesterday.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Because we went to go see Star Wars, and they took away the phones. Okay. It was a secret screening.
I thought you were going to say y'all were keeping it on the down.
No, yeah. But we had a good time. No,
they're
Kelly knew.
They're not allowed to take their phones in.
Oh, wow.
It's very top secret stuff.
And I don't know what we're allowed to say yet, but I will tell you that I loved the movie.
Well, you know, Alan is a man. He is Star Wars fanatic.
Did he like it?
He did like it a lot. He, of course, he had some criticisms, you know.
Maybe you can get him to talk about those
and
record them.
Maybe,
If you're a purist, you probably would.
Right? I mean, he had some concerns and questions, but loved it.
Okay,
loved
good.
It. But he's like, apparently there was another enthusiast there. They shared some thoughts.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, see, you can't be a passive Star Wars fan.
I just got into it a few years ago, but I like it. I did enjoy the movie quite a bit.
Some are saying this is the best out of every single movie ever made.
I'd agree.
Wow.
Especially the graphics.
That's a lot.
out of every single Star Wars movie. Yeah. I didn't mean every single movie in the world.
Ever.
So, we were telling you we're trying to get the audio from Keaton Jones's mom.
Yeah. Yes.
So, this story blew up. Remember, he's the kid that was bullied, taped, and people are offering him the world. So, this is what went down on Good Morning America. Okay. They did address the Confederate flag here.
Okay. He's the brave boy from that heartbreaking video seen by more than 20 million people. But this morning, controversy is clouding Keaton's message after alleged social media posts some believe are from his mother, Kimberly Jones, caused a swift backlash from those who earlier quickly jumped online to support him.
We're not racist. I mean, and people that know us know that.
The Tennessee mother's Facebook account, which originally posted the bullying video, is now private. Jones told ABC News the photo of her family posing with the Confederate flag is real, but says it's not racist in any way.
Was meant to be ironic and funny and extreme. I am genuinely, truly sorry. If I could take it back, I would.
Ooh.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Meant to be ironic and funny.
She didn't say some of my best friends are black people. That's what they're normal.
No, she didn't do that.
You're giving her a little bit of credit for not saying that?
No, I'm just saying that's what seems to be what the normal person says in that situation.
It's just people are really sorry when they're caught and when they're embarrassed. Right. That's when they're sorry. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Because if you were really sorry, that picture's been up for a while. If you're really sorry, you didn't think that it would have been taken down before you even posted this video. So
yeah, that's one of those things that's kind of inexcusable. Now the kid, I got no problem with him.
He's a product of the environment he's in.
10, 11 year old kid. That's what he's brought up with. That's fine. I really don't have any problem with him. The adults in the case, the mom,
right?
Big problem with her.
And here's the thing, it brought up bullying, and it got us talking about bullying, and that's a positive that we could take away from this. But Keaton and his mom don't want photos or the photos that came out to overshadow the message that they're trying to get out there.
They want to hate me, I mean, and whatever, that's fine, but still, talk to your kids. Talk to your kids, because this is an epidemic.
But at the center of it all, just one sixth grader who wanted to share his message against bullying.
Don't let it go to the point it did for me. You have friends. Stand up for people that are mean bullying. If you see it, don't just watch it happen.
So do something if you're standing by, which is a great message from Keaton.
Great message.
Now, are all the celebrities that put out all those gifts that they want to give them and the trips they want to send them on, are they going to retract those because of his mom?
Have to wait and see.
Would it be fair for them to do that?
Yeah,
I know. Haley Steinfeld's movie premieres tonight.
Hate to punish the kid for what the mom did.
I know.
And
tough spot. I mean, how do you? I mean, your message is kind of tainted now, and you march out with him. It's like, I don't know.
Man, it's like you get to the top of this mountain, but just remember, there's always you still got to come down from there. And his mom's learning that the hard way.
Yeah. Did she address whether or not she started the GoFundMe? We don't have those clips.
I don't. From what I've read, some have said she fessed up to it, but they took it down. Some have said that was a completely different one. They're still trying to figure out what that second one was from.
Mm-hmm. Well, she takes that money and donates it to the anti-bullying cause.
That's what it should go. The money should not go to Keaton and his family because you don't need the money from bullying. You need people knowing what's going on, and you need the school to do something about it, which hopefully they will now. And that money, you can put it towards charity.
Yeah.
Towards some great causes.
Mm-hmm. And at least that's a step in the right direction.
I think you find a way. She's like, it's fine if people hate me, and that bothers me because it's like, hate's not going to solve this if we can have open dialogue and be respectful of each other, even though we have different opinions and grew up differently. That's the only way to make a change is to be respectful of one another.
And even if she did feel like that, we kind of touched on this earlier, even if she did feel like that in the past, and if this has maybe opened her eyes up to minorities, gay people that have been discriminated against. If it changed her in a positive way, then everybody deserves forgiveness, right?
Yeah, you could always find a positive out of something like this, especially when it goes the wrong way.
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's the first interview she's given that we know about. and
see the fallout.
We'll see the fallout.
Talk about it more tomorrow. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, it's the biggest story in our country right now.
Yeah. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.